Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hicks rolls to the right, throws back in the middle, intercepted! And it's Reek Woolen who steps right in front of the receiver, Cortland Sutton. I don't think Bo Nix ever saw it.
Yeah, it was a call right here on The Fan yesterday. The Seattle Seahawks picking off Bo Nix twice in the opener as Seattle holds off the Broncos 26-20. One of, 110 interceptions yesterday across the NFL. Quarterback play struggling out of the gate in the National Football League.
Absolute cheeks yesterday. I mean, there was very few quarterbacks that looked good.
Yeah.
Just up and down, whether they're great quarterbacks, rookie quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, old quarterbacks. Nobody really looked great.
No.
It was just, there was a lot of mediocrity up and down the board. And it was, whether it's Dak getting paid $240 million and going out there doing next to nothing against the Browns, or a veteran quarterback going out there and, you know, Joe Burrow throwing for $160 with no weapons. It was, or heaven forbid, any of the rookie, or I should say, two of the three rookie quarterbacks in Caleb Williams and Bo Nix looking like rookies, and Jaden Daniels looking like a rookie, but better.
You had seven quarterbacks with two interceptions yesterday.
Yeesh.
Or in the first week.
How many quarterbacks finished with a buck 80 or less? Because I want to say it's probably 10 or more.
A buck 80 or less?
Yeah.
You're looking at 17 to 31. What's that? I don't know what the math is on that. That would be
17 to 31?
16 quarterback or 14 quarterbacks?
Yeah.
14 quarterbacks with under 180 yards yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, that's
Dak Prescott with a 179.
Does that feel like a productive NFL weekend from quarterbacks?
All the way down to, you know what, I'm not going to count Andy Dalton, Malik Willis, or Jake Haener, who only each had one attempt.
Yeah, I mean,
not going to count. Yeah. I'm not going to count those guys. So we will go, we'll bump that number right on down to 15, right on the head. Caleb Williams with the least of any starter with 93 yards, and then going on all the way up to Dak Prescott with 179. And we only had two 300-yard passers. I mean, it wasn't just guys not hitting that threshold of like 180 yards.
Yeah.
You only had two 300-yard passers, and you go back to last year, the opening week last year, Tua threw for 466. Kirk Cousins, 344. Matthew Stafford, 334. Mac Jones threw for 316. Derek Carr for 305.
Yeah.
You had five quarterbacks over 300 yards in week one. Only two, and one of them, it took overtime to get there. You know, Matthew Stafford, well, didn't get the ball. But Matthew Stafford threw for 317 yards, a touchdown and an interception yesterday. He was one of the 300-yard passers. And then the only other guy to throw for 300 in week one of the NFL's regular season, Tua did it again. 338.
There's more quarterbacks that threw for two touchdowns or threw for two interceptions yesterday than threw for 300 yards.
Yeah, and look, we're looking at a lot of different reasons why that can be the case, whether it is the lack of snaps in preseason.
Mm-hmm.
We not only have cut down from four to three preseason games, which the fourth one they rarely played anyways, but you have less guys even playing in those preseason games. Mm-hmm. You're seeing further and further getting away from the importance of the preseason. But also, I think defensive play has ramped up across the league, right? You looked at, we played the cut of the Seahawks and intercepting Bo Nix. Their coverage was just up, and they were saying, we know what Bo Nix does.
Mm-hmm.
We know what Sean Payton does. We are going to take anything away short, and we're going to try to dare him to beat us deep. We're going to bait him into a lot of throws. You're seeing a far higher level of defensive play, too, but the reality of it is that we're not just seeing the, whether it is receivers being banged up, not having your wealth of talent, see Joe Burrow, or guys just not playing in the preseason and getting those snaps and getting those reps.
Yeah, this isn't the old NFL being back. We aren't back to running the ball 35 times and, you know, 200 yards, 220 is a good week. You know, the old Troy Aikman days. It's kind of funny. You go back and look at those Cowboys lines. You're like, Troy threw for like 220 on a good day. You know, that wasn't the kind of days that you associated with the NFL nowadays. And I think Vancouver Vortex line, highlighting Baker Mayfield. Yes, Baker was very good. Baker was probably the best quarterback this weekend.
Baker played lights out, man.
Yeah, he was incredible.
And it doesn't mean just because you're not throwing for a bunch of yards, it doesn't mean that you're not playing well. Sure. I thought C.J. Stroud played really well for the Houston Texans. I mean, C.J. Stroud in the Texans, and I think a lot of the flow of these games being week one, it was also very clunky. The flow of the game, defense always comes before offense, right? So we saw these really good defensive teams slow these offenses down, where, see, New England in Cincinnati, 16-10 final. The Steelers in the Falcons game was allergic to offensive football. Kirk Cousins looked, and that was a situation where you didn't get good quarterback play. Kirk Cousins was missing open receivers, double-clutching the ball. How many times when you watch Kirk Cousins did he double-tap the ball before he threw it?
Mm-hmm.
J.J. Watt got home, timed up their snap count. He was really good. On the other side of that game, you had Justin Fields,
Who
led them down to six field goal drives and a win. Fields in a win!
He was, quote-unquote, efficient,
but
nothing ever went down the field. It was 3 yards at a time.
Yeah, and then you had the Cardinals in Bills game, where I think you go to that Cincinnati game, you look at the Cardinals-Bills game, the Bears game, the Seahawks game where you had two safeties in it. You had special teams plays all over the field, too, in week one, that it didn't really affect the scoring that much, but special teams came up in massive places in all of those games.
Bears.
Where, the Bears Titans games, where it wasn't just some subpar quarterback play, Daniel Jones throwing ridiculous interceptions, Will Levis in that Bears game throwing a Daniel Jones-esque interception.
Was that like the worst one ever? That was awful. The Will Levis.
The falling pitch.
I mean, no, it was Daniel. Remember Daniel Jones' first pass attempt in the preseason?
Yeah.
In the end zone where he just flicked it out and was like, oh no. Very similar.
I can at least give Levis a little bit of wiggle room in that it's, what, start number 8 for him?
Yeah.
This is start number 20-something
When he basically 25. Never got off his knees on that one, too, and just went full on, like, surrender cobra.
I mean, Daniel Jones, look.
He did it before the play was even over. Yeah. He was like,
ah. Caleb and Bo were both very bad. They're rookies making their first start.
Yeah.
If we're giving an award for worst quarterback play of the weekend, I'm pretty certain it's just Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones is up there.
Here's the insane thing. You had 6 quarterbacks with less than 5 yards per pass attempt.
Yeah.
That's just, ugh. That's egregious. That's bad. And again, that's Caleb, Bo, Jones, Brissett, Levis, and Watson, which Watson we can talk about later being broken.
I was going to say Deshaun Watson may be up there right alongside of Daniel Jones. And it's like that sliding scale of what we have seen from Deshaun Watson in what he is now.
I mean,
it's not the same quarterback.
His last year in Houston, he was a top 5 quarterback.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I don't know if it's a product of everything that he did to himself to get him in this mental space.
Because physically, it doesn't look like it's... Like,
but he also had shoulder injuries.
That's true, yeah.
You know, he's had an injury history. I just don't know if he is broken. Oh, wait, no. Clear cut for worst quarterback was Bryce Young.
Oh, God, yeah, no, I forgot about that. He was like 10 of 30, right? Oh, 13 of 30, my bad.
Yeah, Bryce Young was...
He's awful.
Awful.
Brutal.
It was bad.
He might surpass Jamarcus.
Yeah.
He might surpass Jamarcus as the worst number one quarterback ever.
Yeah.
He's that bad.
Yeah.
And there's nothing redemptive
that
about
him. That whole team is...
We talked about this on Friday. Like, do they have the potential to be like the worst team we've ever seen? And I genuinely think they could be.
They could be up there. Yeah. And I don't know, like... Oh,
there's and they just lost Derrick Brown.
Yeah.
Like the one like remotely decent player on that team is packed up.
They're no Patriots, I can tell you that.
Oh, God.
You know? The offensive line was not... Somehow they ran for 120 yards. I don't know how they did it.
Brutal.
I don't know how they did it. But we also saw teams going through it where Josh Allen, obviously uncomfortable with some of his new targets that he has and not having Stephon Diggs. I worry about Josh Allen in the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, and the number of hits he's going to take?
Did he break his hand yesterday, his left hand?
Yeah.
I mean, they taped it up. They wrapped it. In the post game, he's like, I don't need my left hand. I'm right-handed quarterback. It's like, are we going to see a clubbed-up quarterback playing?
Well, they haven't said a thing about it.
No, which is very odd.
Yeah.
And it took Josh Allen taking that game over with his legs for them to win. And I mean, rushing touchdowns, two passing touchdowns.
He was really good. He was a really, like, if you're talking about quarterbacks this weekend that were good, he was really good.
But you can't play like that in the National Football League.
Oh, you mean between the tackles as a quarterback? No.
I mean, you are going to take so many hits.
Yeah, it's,
you just can't afford to do that. But they escape. They were on upset alert against the Arizona Cardinals yesterday, where Kyler Murray wasn't great. Yeah. Looking okay. And that's kind of what I was expecting, is Arizona's going to look okay. And do you see the play where Kyler Murray, and look, here's another thing too. We had so many quarterbacks missing wide open, like not like overthrowing or underthrowing, not even recognizing wide open receivers. Marvin Harrison Jr., there was nobody within 20 yards of him. And Kyler Murray was locked on to the middle of the field where there were like three guys draped over.
Yeah, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Dude.
One catch, three targets. He was the anti Cooper
big catch
Cup.
Though. Third down catch.
Did you see how many targets Cup had last night?
Well, yeah, especially when Puka Nacua went down.
It's dusty. 21 targets is insane.
Yeah, but
that's insane.
When Puka Nacua goes down, that's what Puka Nacua is getting when Cooper Kupp was out.
21 targets is crazy.
That is, but who threw for 300 yards? Yeah.
Matthew Stafford
threw for 300 yards.
Look, speaking of the Cardinals, I told you the Rams are game. They're feisty.
Allowing 163 yards rushing is going to be a problem.
I will say, 75 of that came on one drive?
Yeah.
The overtime drive when they went, hey, Aaron Donald's not here. David Montgomery, run behind Ragnow and Penei Sewell, and we're just going to go, because it was an eight-play drive. They had seven rushes.
Yeah.
And they just pounded it down their throat.
And guess what other teams are going to do moving forward? Say, hey, Aaron Donald isn't a menace anymore.
So let's run between tackles.
We can run the football now.
Did you see Dan Campbell in overtime on the camera?
Yes.
He was on demon time. Like, he was salivating running the ball.
It was a fever dream for him.
He
loved it.
He was ordering so many wings.
Yeah. Ah, you love to see it. Dan, the Lions are back. Jim Harbaugh. And
God,
the Chargers.
So ugly.
They just ran the football.
It was such an ugly game. But I will say this. I hate Notre Dame with every fiery passion in my soul. Joe Alt is a dude.
Joe Alt is a monster.
Dude.
He was damn near perfect in grading in week one of his first NFL start.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby at all.
Tighten that tinfoil, baby.
Quarterback play down across the NFL. Will we see it in Monday Night Football? Aaron Rodgers makes his return tonight.
Oh.
363 days.
Who are they playing?
The San Francisco 49ers.
Ooh.
In Levi's Stadium, which is known for having really good turf. So a guy who's coming off an Achilles injury playing on that grass is probably going to have a ton of confidence.
Also, we didn't get to talk about this either. The Eagles-Packers game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That turf is the worst turf I think an NFL game has been played on in 30 years.
Okay. This is the problem when you play a football game
on a soccer
field.
It's
because
not meant
it's
for that.
Different grass. The root system is more, it's short root system. Yep. So it gets torn up a lot easier. Because have you ever seen a soccer player at 300 pounds, let alone have you ever seen a soccer player at 250 pounds?
And you can stop at 200.
Okay. Have you ever seen a soccer player at 200 pounds?
There's like five of them in the world.
It is a different style of play.
And cleat.
You're seeing a far different movement pattern too, where it's more hard cutting in football, a lot of planting in the trenches there. It's not conducive to playing football on a soccer pitch.
Horrendous footing.
Very bad.
It was like watching live Flintstones on ice.
You know who didn't have a problem though? Saquon Barkley.
Well, he did get bitten by the turf monster a few times, but he also broke some too.
He looked like he is proving a point this year.
Do you think the Mara family is currently packing the entire Giants front office stuff for them, or?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm
still trying.
I mean, Daniel Jones played really
well. He almost made it.
No. I did feel bad for Daniel Jones, though, because you see Not only was he getting booed off of the field, but he was leaving the stadium and fans stuck around to boo him, and they were calling him Danny Pennies, not Danny Dimes. They were calling him, yelling Danny Pennies at him, burning his jersey in the parking lot. Like, it was like,
he's got 140 yikes. Trillion pennies to work with. So I think he's okay.
Yeah. I still feel bad. Like, you know this though, they are human beings.
Oh yeah. No, it's that the money doesn't cover it all up, but I also
brutal. Dude.
This goes back to what we talked about 2 years ago when they gave him that contract.
It was not not good.
String him out on the franchise tag and give Saquon the money. It was going to be better for you.
They did not.
Ugh.
They did not.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.